May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I am son of Yisrael Abel, Benai Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seat to Sabbath services.
May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is son of Yisrael Abel Daniel Hawkins, and I would like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's a privilege and honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Yisrael Abel now entering the sanctuary. I now present one of the sons of Yisrael Abel, future Nebiah Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated, and may the peace of Yah be with each and every one of you. The title of my speech today is Believe into the One Sent. We also need to obey the One Sent, and we need to do the job that we're assigned to do. If you can turn to Yochanan 6. Yochanan 6, verse 29 is on page 821. Page 821 is Yochanan 6, verse 29, and it says, Yeshua answered and said to them, "This is the work of Yahweh, that you believe in him who he has sent." And that word in means into. So believe into him who he has sent. And if you can go to the first book of Israel. Page 84. Pastor says here, believe is to obey. So, the work Yahweh is to believe the one whom Yahweh has sent. You can turn to Romans. It's on page 878. Romans 6, verse 16. And it says, Do you not know that to whom you yield yourself as servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. You can also turn over to Genesis 22. It's on page 18, or page 16. Genesis 22, verse 18, it says, "Through your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So because Abraham obeyed Yahweh's voice, through his seed all the nations were blessed. And we can, if we obey Yisrael Hawkins and the house of Yahweh, then we could receive these blessings too. Unless we humble ourselves completely to the house of Yahweh, the one said, in the authorities ordained by Yahweh, there is no way we can be used in this great work of Yahweh. In the back of the book of Yahweh, positive law number 174 says, "Listen to and obey Yahweh's anointed priest, the body of elders of the house of Yahweh, under the direction of the overseer of the house of Yahweh." And that's Deuteronomy 17, verse 9 through 11. It's on page 161. Deuteronomy 17, verse 9 through 11. And it says, "Go to the priests who are Levites, and the judge who is an officer at that time. Ask for their decision, and they will give you the sentence of judgment. You must act according to the sentence they pronounce for you at the place Yahweh chooses. Be careful to do all that they order you to do." According to the law they teach you, you shall do. According to the decisions I give you, you shall do. You must not turn to the right hand nor to the left from the sentence they pronounce for you. We need to do what we're assigned to do and not our own will. And when we are obedient, we are pleasing to Yahweh. You can turn to Philemon. It's on page 942. Philemon 1, verse 20 and 21. It says, "Yes, brother, permit me to have joy from you in Yahweh. Refresh my heart in Yahweh. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do more, even more than I ask." If you can also turn over to Ephesians. Ephesians 6, it's on page 919 and 920. It's Ephesians 6, verse 1 through 3 and 5. It says, "Children, obey your parents in Yahweh, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." And verse 5 says, "Servants, be obedient to those who are your rulers, according to the flesh, with fear, trembling, and sincerity of heart as to the Messiah." And we are children of Yisro Hawkins, so we need to obey him. And we also need to obey the one sent by the one sent, like our supervisors or those that he has placed in charge of us. In conclusion, I'd like to remind you to always obey Overseer Yisro Hawkins, who has authority over us, and if we obey his words, then we will be pleasing to Yahweh. And that's why we believe into the one sent. And now if you all please stand.
And now for our first speaker. It's a privilege and honor to present to you son of Yeshalabel, Deacon Melchizedek Hawkins.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'd like to be speaking on how microbes are taking care of the earth. Now think about this for a little bit. These little critters that we can't see are taking care of us. Now mankind has been on the earth for about 6,000 years. And in those years, those generations, billions of tons of waste it was accumulated, all right? And there's 4.8 pounds of waste per person per day. And there's about 7 billion people on the earth. And then you have all the oil spills and pesticides and sewage and radioactive waste, industrial waste and refuse. Now that is a lot of waste. Now, by now we should have been drowned in waste. But these little microbes are cleaning up this waste that we're making. And microbes are here for our protection. I have an article, and the name of it, it says, "Can Bacteria Combat Oil Spill Disasters?" And this was September 26, 2013. And it says how the scientists have described the effectiveness of two bacteria which could be used in the future to combat oil spill disasters. And it's talking about here how these bacteria are important to understand their adaptation to low temperatures and can help in mitigation strategies for oil spills in polar seas and in the deep sea. Now that was from www.scientificamerica.com. All right, and then I got another article, and the name of this is "Super Bacteria Cleaning Up After Oil Spills." And it says how the researchers in Trotland achieved surprising results exploiting nature's own ability to clean up after oil spills. And it says how we all know that marine bacteria can assist in cleaning up after oil spills. What is surprising is that giving the right kind of encouragement, they can be more effective. And so it talks about how these microbes to clean up and oil spills, and they clean up the waste that we produce each day. Remember, that's a lot of waste. 4.8 pounds of waste per person per day. That's a lot of waste. I have a short video, if we could go ahead and play it.
How about the Deepwater Horizon oil spill? You all should remember when it spewed oil into the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. I will never forget the images of seabirds, both alive and dead, covered in oil. Then there were the videos of the volunteers in hazmat suits attempting to clean up the mess and save the wildlife while at the same time risking their health through contact with the toxic oil. There must be a better way to clean up this pollution that doesn't endanger more human lives. A way to not just remove it from the environment, but break it down into harmless compounds that can just disperse back into nature. Enter the exciting world of bioremediation. Bioremediation is the use of organisms to metabolize pollutants. Instead of simply collecting the pollutant and storing it, bioremediation relies on living organisms to consume and break down the compound, turning it into harmless natural substances. Bioremediation is not just for oil pollution. Any polluting compound is a potential target for bioremediation. Some other examples include industrial solvents, pesticides, and heavy metal compounds, which are infamously difficult to eliminate. The potential is there for bioremediation to have a major impact on pollution.
For the past 43 years at the edge of the San Francisco Bay, Ramic Environmental Technologies in East Palo Alto has been storing and treating hazardous wastes such as industrial solvents in drums and tanker trucks. The soil and groundwater here are contaminated from years of operations dating back to the 1950s before environmental laws were passed. The U.S. EPA and state partners are proposing a novel way to deal with the solvent contaminants. Feed them to the naturally occurring microbes that live underground. Strange as it may seem, the remedy involves mixing dried cheese whey, the watery part of curdled milk, with food-grade molasses and water. The solution is pumped from a tank into narrow wells.
It acts as a food source for the natural microbes that are down there. These microbes are very hungry. And when they see all this food, they start eating it, and their populations temporarily grow and grow and grow. So they eat up all the cheese whey, molasses, and they eat up the solvent contaminants as well. And ultimately, they break down the solvents into carbon dioxide, water, and salt.
The EPA hopes to use this technology at similar cleanup sites in the future. This natural treatment is not only very energy efficient and cost effective at Ramic. This technology works better than the traditional pump and treat method.
We've demonstrated its effectiveness. In some cases, it gets up to 99% reduction in contaminant concentrations in some wells, which is very effective. One of the beauties of this remedy is there's no need for anybody to come in contact with the contaminated water. It's all done underground. There's no tanks, pipes, or treatment systems needed on the surface.
All right, you may be seated. So you can see there how these microbes are very useful, but you have to remember that they're dying off because of man's sins. We can turn over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 24. And let's start off on verse 1. It says, behold, it's on page 544. It says, behold, Yahweh makes the earth empty and makes it waste. But Yahweh doesn't make it. He allows it to occur. And it says, and it scatters abroad its inhabitants. It will be, and in verse 2 says, and it will be as with the people, so with the priest. As with the servant, so with his owner. As with the maid, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with the seller. As with the lender, so with the borrower. As with him who gives or takes usury, so with him who gives usury to him. So it's going to be with everyone. Verse 3 says, the land will be utterly emptied and utterly plundered. For Yahweh has spoken this word. Verse 4 says, the earth mourns and fades away. The world mourns and fades away. And the haughty people of the earth languish.
It says, the earth is also defiled under the inhabitants of it, because they have transgressed the law, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. And then verse 6 says, because of this, the curse has devoured the earth, and they who dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth will be burned, and few men left. So it shows there how these are that the earth is empty and it's made waste. And so, but if we are obedient and we keep the laws of Yahweh, we'll have the authority over these microbes, and we'll be able to heal them. If we could turn over to Genesis 1 and verse 26. And it says, then Yahweh said, I will make man in my image according to my likeness, and they will have rulership. Now that rulership is authority. It's not ruling with an iron fist, it's the authority. They'll have rulership over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And then let's turn over to Isaiah 58. For my last scripture, Isaiah 58. Let's go to verse 12. It's found on page 567. It says, and those of you will rebuild the old waste places. You will raise up the foundations of many generations, and you will be called the repairer of the branch, the restorer to the streets to dwell in. So in conclusion, I'd like to say how, in order for us to have the authority over these microbes, we must be obedient and keep all of Yahweh's laws. So with that, everyone please stand, and I'll turn it over to the great Kahan Ilya.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. May y'all be seated. But today in the news, of course, we continually see the weather, the confusion that we see in the atmosphere itself, the infirmament. You know, we have the environment itself. We see the earthquakes taking place, you know, place after place. And another one taking place in Nepal this last week, a second one, over 8,000 counted and still counting dead due to the first one. But now they had another one, 7.4. And then, of course, we see tornadoes going all around us, it seems like. Every time you turn the news on, there's a tornado. And then tropical storms starting to hit the coastline on the eastern side of the United States. And that may not sound odd to those of us that live here in the central part or Midwest. But if you live on the coastline, tornado season you see in the Midwest. But hurricane season usually isn't till June. And here we are in May, and these tropical storms are starting to hit the coastline. And even, think about this. In May, South Dakota reporting 2 feet of snow. 2 feet of snow that came down. In some parts, they were counting 2 to 3 inches an hour of snow. And that's in May. And even they're amazed by it because they don't usually see things like that. And the drought becoming so strong in California now, animals are starting to come out from the woods, the wilderness, and they're looking for food and water. And they're coming out to Los Angeles, Burbank, and they're actually looking for this food supply, because with no water, of course, there's no berries, there's no food in the wilderness itself, so they're looking through dumpsters and other sorts for food. And then Walmart, one of the many, not just Walmart, but Walmart coming under fire for selling bottled water that's actually bottled where they're having the drought, from California. Now, of course, this is purified water, so it's the healthy water. But no need to fear, because Bill Gates has a plan. And of course, Bill Gates follows this up with a way to purify your water. He's looking at inventing or creating toilets. So once you've used it, the toilet will be so efficient, it will compress the last drop out of the solids to get that right back to your sink. And of course, it will be purified water. The only difference is you won't need a plastic bottle. So you'll have your water. Now, think about the insanity of this, because anything but changing the way of living, well, that's what needs to change, is the way of living. Once again, moving on, he says that you can remove the stink and then purify the water. That's how he's looking at it. And then you can discard it, the rest of it, the solids, like household trash. Now, this way of thinking, of course, we have bird flu. They say it's the worst ever that we're seeing. Millions of birds are going to have to be euthanized. The price of eggs, are saying, will at least double. And that's going to affect everyone. When eggs go up, the price of eggs go up, they're going to go up everywhere. And they're saying it's going to at least double. And doctors coming out saying now that vitamin B3 can reduce skin cancer. And of course, they show some instances of people getting cancer. Now, the one lady they show, she was visiting tanning beds. And if you're not familiar with tanning beds, they use a lot of lotions that have dyes on them. And they put that dye in their skin and it tries to absorb in there. And that's the skin cancer they're talking about. We know that the sun does not cause skin cancer, but the lotions and the things that they're giving people to rub on themselves will cause skin cancer. But they're saying that vitamin B3 has become more efficient than the drugs they're giving. That's helping, and that's what pastors brought for years. All we need is what Yahweh's created. That's the most efficient thing. North Korea testing missiles, and of course you test missiles to prepare for war. Some more footage of Yemen, the bombings taking place, and there's also a footage showing, we see the tornadoes come through, hurricanes come, you hear the sirens, and sometimes they catch you by surprise. But there's one bombing that's going to be shown. It's just the bombing of a city. Imagine if you lived in that city and compare what it would be like. Would you rather see a tornado, a hurricane, or would you rather have a bomb drop in on you like those people are having? And think about what that's doing to the mindset of the people. And then the Vatican this week acknowledging Palestine as a state, stepping in and saying that they recognize these things. Of course, Israel's not agreeing. Then Pat Robertson, pastor mentioned that in the one of his sermons about Pat Robertson acknowledging Yahweh as the name of the Creator, not Lord. And we have that audio for you to listen to. And then the Catholic Church. Of course, people are leaving the Catholic Church, you know, by the groves. They're leaving numerous amounts. And there's articles showing this, but the one interesting, there was a Catholic University in New York, they signed a petition. Cardinal Timothy Dolan was supposed to speak at a graduation, and the students, teachers, many of the people there signed a petition asking for him not to come because he did not represent their values. Now, of course, their values are not what the Catholic Church is teaching. They're hearing this message coming forth from Abel. At this time, if we can go ahead and play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. Hey, what a full house. Wow. Praise Yahweh. You're all yours, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. May be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The Catholic Church is fallen, In the house of Yahweh, we're going to have to start thinking about building another sanctuary. We're talking about turning all this south side into a parking lot and building a second sanctuary and split it just halfway down the road, a mile or so down the road, that we'd start with 20,000 and then have a building that we could expand, you know, just to where it would actually wind up reaching this building. And of course we'd have to have monitors, but we could see with binoculars the people on the other end. You remember that dream I had where we were walking down that long aisle? Well, that was Yahweh Shemaiah in my mind, but I could see Abel at the other end, way down at the other end. Well, anyway, today we're the Pope is, he looks like this because of this taking place. where do I want to go here? I need to give an announcement here first, they said. For all women in the back to basics class, we're asking that those in the sewing machine group please bring your sewing machines if you have them. If you don't, come anyway. If you want to learn to sew, come anyway, right? Praise Yahweh. Bring your material too if you want to make a bonnet. You know, I had that bonnet. I still remember how my mother's bonnet was made. And it's not made like the ones you see in the catalogs today. If you buy one of those, you're buying the wrong one. But it was made with slats. And the slats were made, she made them out of shoe boxes or any kind of cardboard. And I would like to, if we can get enough sewers where we can make enough bonnets for everyone. If someone could bring me that bonnet, it's laying on my table upstairs. If someone could bring it, I'd show it to you. But it's made with slats, cardboard slats that go inside. You could actually change the slat because when your bonnet gets wet, the paper will deteriorate and let it start sagging. So you could take that slat out and put in a new one, dry your bonnet. And Mother would never go outside without first putting her bonnet on. She kept it hanging by the door, and she would put her bonnet on and go outside. And a man could not see her face from any direction. If she was had her head down a little like this, they'd have to get down here and look up to ever see her face. Now, when she went to town, she had a hat that was similar to this, that she could actually pull down and tie under her chin, but it was wide band. It's still sold today, I notice. And in the 1928 picture of a city, I think it's Amarillo, they all gathered together to see the first train come through this area. This is just a little ways north of here. Here we go. Asked and you shall receive. All right. That's actually a bonnet. And there's your pattern right there. The slats, well, here's one sticking partly out. See, they just slide in like that and you can change them. But when you put that thing on, it comes out like this. See, in front of your face. So if you hold that down, you can't see my face, can you? So that's what they wore right there. And this draped down over the back. It also shaded their face, which the women were very protective of their faces back then for their husband. Their husbands only. This was a great thing, kind of a veil also. But anyway, that's what you're going to be working on here in this sewing class. Back to basics covers a lot, but this is going to be for the bonnets and the dresses that was worn by those people back then. But in this 1928 picture of Amarillo, where this was the first travel that was coming, besides horse and buggy, this was the first motor driven, and this was steam, of course, the steam engine. And in 1928, that was actually came to Texas, and there's a 1,500 people waiting there to see that train. And you can see the women, every one of the women had these bonnets, but they're starting to shorten at that time, more like a cap than a bonnet. But they all had bonnets on or hats, those big brim hats on that they could also cover their face with, used as a veil. Beautiful picture. I'm going to bring it and put it in the sanctuary where you can see it for the feast. Let me see. Pope. Now, this is the statement of the Pope. He says, God will judge you on whether you cared for earth. Pope Francis warned the rich and powerful on Tuesday that God will judge them on whether they fed the poor a Christmas turkey and a Thanksgiving turkey too. Now you got to get two of them. Fed the poor, that's what they do. They give them a Christmas turkey. And the guy comes back the next day, if you remember, and said, I wonder if I could get another meal. Oh, no. I got one yesterday. Well, yeah, you won't get another until next Thanksgiving. Wow, well, what am I going to do between now and then? What's that to me? Why do I care? What do I care? Well, if you don't take care of the poor, like Yemen, you see how fast he got in there and stopped that bombing, killing in Yemen? Wasn't that what he did? Well, it's pretty easy what he's got his mind on here. Take care of the poor and care for the earth. You know, we have written I don't know how many articles showing how STDs is defiling the earth. His own Bible says this. His own Bible, even though they changed it up, it's still got those words in there in Deuteronomy, and also Leviticus, showing how man's activities, and it's not burning coal or wood or gas, it's sexual activities, illegal sexual activities, is defiling the earth. I don't know what the articles that have come out, but he's saying this thing right here. Well, of course, they're leaving him. They're seeing the stupidity in what this man is saying and what all Christianity is putting out, a bunch of lies, you know, like Santa comes down the chimney, men with men is a pleasure of God. God didn't write the Bible. That's what they put out this week. God didn't write the Bible. I'll talk more on that in just a little while. That's the Pope's doing. But they won't pay any attention to what really is defiling the earth. What we're doing, and the reason he's falling, is we're reaching people by leaps and bounds. If I can pull this up, you know, Google is a big organization, and I don't know what the people that have written, you know, sarcastic articles and put them on the news about the house of Yahweh, they haven't hurt the house. You know, they're fighting a never-ending or a war that they can't win when they come against the house of Yahweh. There's no way you can beat Yahweh. If there was a way to beat, praise Yahweh, if there was a way to beat Yahweh, Satan and her gods would have already done it. They're the most powerful beings under Yahweh, and they can't do it. And many of them tried and went against the kingdom of heaven, and they all failed. And that's the way it's going to be always. You're part of a kingdom that's going to last forever. I wouldn't be allowed to be standing here saying this if they could beat Yahweh. They would have taken me out a long time ago. You know, I'm the most hated man on the face of the earth because I'm exposing their sins, the same as Yeshua did. Anyway, Google is a big news organization. And of course, to be even recognized or recognize the articles that I would write would be something unheard of. But let me show you something. We're number three on the list right there. Number three in news. Number three. Now this is a list of thousands. And we're up close to the top. Now you can't see this, I know this picture, but I'm gonna pull it up and then I'll show you the picture. But can you see that a little? I'm in the middle and around me is some things that the Pope is saying we need to care for, but never cares for, never does anything to stop it. And we've showed him what's doing this to these children. The article, the way Google puts it, is the House of Yahweh releases new article addressing, and then they go, let's see, 8 hours ago, Texas pastor says a pill is not the solution for STDs, and explains that, and then they go to another line. He hammers on the real cause of STDs that he says are on the rise. Well, of course, they're on the rise. There's about 110 million of those things right now. Here's the picture that is condensed there in that picture on Google. You can see that plainer there, but here you can see the picture that they put there that is reduced. Let me back it up here to where you can see. I'm weeping too, but not for the cause of fallaways. In fact, we're talking about building new sanctuaries where we can actually take care of 2 billion people. And that's what the Catholic Church can look for. The same thing that's taking place here is of course taking place throughout the world. These news articles, here's one that not Google. This is not Google. Google, I don't know how many million that reaches. If I had it, I'd read it to you, but it's I think the largest news organization on the face of the earth. I do believe that, and it's global. Total attendance for audience is 17,965,000 per day of what I'm going to show you here. That's besides Google. These right here are, let's see, I've got some, they just sent me some of the biggest ones, but telegram.com, Denton Record Chronicles, Denton Record Chronicles, Dallas News, Health Technology Net. Now that, of course, this right here, there's a bunch of these that want our articles. They've even tried to get me to write for them. And I said, no, we have a mission. We're not doing this for money, you know. You couldn't pay me enough to leave this job and go to you. but we can double your wages. And I said, I don't get any wages. So double nothing would be nothing. But Foreign Press Association, Angels Cares, Sadness and Truth, and these are all big news agencies. North Star News. As a result of that, I couldn't believe this mailing list, but we're now 1,926,695 mailing list. You got that? they try to say, well, this, the Christians are trying to polish this over and say, well, these are just young people that don't have time because they're caught up in their jobs and caught up in television and telephones. And I said, well, that don't make any sense, because a lot of these are they're studying material from the Muslims, and they're actually going to join armies. So they had to study that and had to make up their mind. Even these people are even devoted to giving up their life for suicide. And they left the Christian families because they didn't want it. In fact, this college that I was just told, I didn't get that news media, the great Kohan Elia Holler got it, but the young people who rose up against this cardinal in New York that was coming to talk to them, those were young people, college students. And they said, we don't want this man in our college. And they rose up and threw a fit about it, and they didn't get him in the college. But he was coming to promote the same thing that Francis did. That's sodomy. He's coming to promote sodomy, and they said, no, we don't want him here. We don't want that trash in our school. Well, apparently they're not out of time. They have time to make up their own minds. You know, so all of this is a big lie. The reason they're leaving you, Christianity, is because they see that they've inherited nothing but lies. Nothing but lies, and it's falling. It's coming to an end. Your days are numbered, and it's going to end with nuclear war that you've already got planned. Depopulation. This one here, here's 166,876,000. This is people that is receiving the prophetic word. The prophetic word, the newsletters, the preaching here live, and so forth. You can get it. You can get this on your computers. You can get it on your computers anywhere in the world. If you're online or like in Africa where they have if you have a computer, they have stores where you can go to of an evening, and you can actually plug your computer in and watch us online at the time that we will give you if you'll just contact us. And we'll tell you how to do it. Let's see where I want to go from here. I don't want to go too far here because I got a lot to cover, but House of Yahweh releases new article addressing STDs from a biblical standpoint. Now that's us. The doctors are saying, and this was the doctors are saying that swipe right for STDs. Doctors say hookups is increasing the rate of STDs in women by 700%. Now this is the trash that is coming forth from Follywood due to the teaching of the Catholic Church. Same thing going on in the Supreme Court. And of course, you're supposed to accept all of this now. This is what the Pope says. You're supposed to accept all of this. Like they accepted Burke. Cardinal Burke, you know, you're familiar with him. He's the one that says that talking about the sodomites in the Catholic Church, he condemns them totally. And of course, he was a high-ranking priest in the Catholic Church. And Pope Francis put him to washing dishes in a sick children's hospital. That's how much they accept a different view. Do they accept the Muslim view? No, but they're saying you're not merciful if you don't accept this evil that's coming forth from their pulpits pushing sodomy. Sodomy is the very thing and the strongest, produces the strongest STDs that is defiling the earth, the atmosphere. You know, here recently there was some tests taken on some fish that was unisex. And they were alarmed about it because the male fish had eggs inside their body, which they're not supposed to have. Females are supposed to have that. 10% of them they were males that couldn't reproduce. And they're saying if this increases, it's going to wipe out the fish population. This is defilement of the earth, Pope Francis. And Yahweh tells you in chapter 18 of Revelation, it's sin. It's your sins. 1 John 3:4 tells you what sin is. Sin is causing this in Revelation 18. That's defiling the earth. You care for the earth, stop sinning. Start preaching against sin. Not promoting it. Stranger danger, dating ops link to STDs. And that's what the doctors are putting out. Will anyone hear that? Will anyone preach it in the Catholic Church? No. No, they want you to catch. They want you to get diseases because this promotes what is shown in Revelations 9 and about verse 20. They still won't repent. They still won't repent of their drugs that they're selling. Yes, that's what it means, pharmaceuticals. Witchcraft, they call it. They called it then, but it was drugs, pharmaceuticals. It's still being sold. In fact, the stuff is going into the drinking water of that tap water coming out into the people's drinking water, and they're drinking these drugs that has been given to somebody else for AIDS, diabetes. Now, that's what some articles are showing, that one doctor tried to show them years ago that you cannot strain this out, you can't kill it with what you're putting in the water. You could if you put 90% fluoride, she said, but you can't drink 90% fluoride, and that is what you'd have to kill AIDS, she said. And you can't strain it out, so it's going through all of your filtrations and coming out in your tap water. And they know this. You know, there's no one will stand up there on the screen and drink it. But at the same time, their minds are blurred, so they go to Walmart and get a bottle of water. And you saw where that's coming from. From the tap water. We've known this for years, and it's just now coming out on the news. Hey, this is dangerous. Well, at least we're getting some attention because the people are checking it out, and other news medias are running this in their newspapers, showing you what we taught them, what, 20 years ago? And told them this 20 years ago or more. STDs lead to most distinctive. STDs lead to most distinctive cause of death in New York. Yes. And these two that is leading to most of the deaths in New York is chlamydia and gonorrhea. I told you about chlamydia when we still had the stage over here. I don't remember how many years it is, but also the ones that are following that, the diseases that are following that is syphilis and steplosema. I'm not familiar with that one. I'm going to have to look it up. Distinctive causes of death. Syphilis is one of them, and of course, got a whole list of them there, so may as well just pass it on, read it later. I'm running out of time here. Israel Hawkins Says program search results for STDs. It will show you that we started publishing this in 2005, and it shows the articles we published showing that they defile the earth, the atmosphere, the water that is being drank right now by most of the world. Now, the Catholic Church, the Catholic priest says, and this is on record now, I mean, it's out for everyone to see. Catholic priest says homosexuality is a gift of God. Gift of God. I told you that many years ago, that they are following a God that says it's all right to rape children. Yes, this is the evil mind of the gods. Evil mind of the gods. And he says, and that the Bible is not the word of God. This is his quoting from him. And then Pope Francis kisses his hand and praises him. So he agreed totally with this man that said that homosexuality is a gift of God and that God did not write the Bible. Of course, I've told you that God didn't write the Bible. But the Catholics weren't listening. They all had their ears closed to it. Well, they're listening now. They're getting what I'm preaching because they comment on it, so I know they're listening to me. And we get comments almost daily. from these where they're trying to refute what I say. Well, I'll show you some of their refutes because they don't make any sense either. But he doesn't use the word Yahweh here. If you notice, he stands clear of the word Yahweh. And of course, this it wasn't the God that wrote the Bible. It wasn't God that inspired the Bible. It wasn't any of the gods. None of the gods had anything to do with this. And that's the reason Yahweh tells you, this is my plan. My plan only. And then in Isaiah, he said, there was no gods with me when I created the heavens and the earth, and they won't be with me at the end of this thing. It's Yahweh's plan totally. In Genesis 3, 1 through 5, I guess we should read that and then this other scripture right quick. Genesis 3. And then I want to compare this, especially for the radio listeners. But Yahweh gave his commandments, the tree of life, in chapter 2 of Genesis and verse 9. He also allowed the tree of evil, of the gods of evil. It says righteousness and evil. He had already given the righteousness, and then he allowed this other one to come in and start bringing evil. He did it to test mankind. And of course, he had a plan that was 6,000 years in the making that he was going to fulfill, knowing full well that man was made to sin. He was made with this intentions to sin. And as he told Cain in chapter 4, he said, why are you angry, Cain? He said, if you do righteousness, you'll be acceptable. You'll become acceptable only if you do righteousness. Well, he doesn't perform that until this stage right here. This is the only time right here that people have the opportunity to join the house of Yahweh and receive this power. The ones that are left alive are going to receive this great authority that he promises in chapter 1, verse 26 there. Well, here in chapter 3, after he gives this, he says in verse 17, but the tree of righteousness and evil you must not eat. That the next part is actually word for word translated would read dying you will die. Now I went to extremes to explain that in Hebrew. Dying you will die, speaking of the macro kingdoms in your body. Once you sin, any small sin, it would start that micro kingdom to dying. It would put parasites in your body that would start tearing down, breaking up, and murdering, mutating with them, and so forth. And well, that's what we got now, where sin is at its peak, and they can't find enough drugs to stop the diseases that it's causing. 110 million now cases per year of STDs. Well, and then you go on down to verse 3, Yahweh warned them now, dying you will die if you accept this evil into this righteousness that I've shown you. The Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, which were first Herodians, Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians. Before that, they were the elders of Israel, which came up against Samuel. And Yahweh said they brought this sickness, this evil with them from Egypt. This is where they got it. Yes, they didn't come out of their righteous people. Please get that in your mind. Moshe was given the job for 40 years of teaching these people and didn't accomplish much with them. They died off and he did more with the younger generation then. But he did enough to bring forth Yahshua, which we're going to see here in just a moment, if I don't run out of time. But here in Genesis 3 now the serpent was more subtle, Now this is the, if you get that word subtle and you look at the mystery Babylon that you see in Revelation 17, you will see that they're both the same. It was more subtle and crafty than the beast of the field. And of course she said in verse 4, the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for he knows that in the day that you eat this, you will be evil like the gods. Evil like the gods, not righteous like Yahweh. And that is separated. It separates Yahweh. Well, that's what this priest, I think the man knows that Yahweh created the heavens and the earth, and he wrote the Holy Scripture. That is, he inspired them to be written. But he's saying the gods that they follow, the gods they follow is not Yahweh. Never do they mention the word Yahweh except when they get caught in a trap, like we put them in their own trap. We sprung the trap on them when I got the book, The Catechisms of the Catholic Church. And I brought that to all the world to read. You know, we had people that had had that book in their house and never seen. They said they'd read it, but they never noticed what I brought out in that book until I brought it out. Never noticed it. It's like the Holy Scriptures. They read the Holy Scriptures, but they never see these things until they're brought out by the one sent. Isn't that something? Well, you'll be evil like the gods. And then in Deuteronomy 30 now, if you follow this up, and put this, you could put this by the side of that Genesis, the third chapter. But compare this, Genesis 30 now, I mean Deuteronomy 30. Got it? Deuteronomy 30. Verse 15, he says, see, I have set before you now life by righteousness, but I set before you death and destruction also. Dying, you will die. Well, now the destruction, he says, he prophesied that for the last days. That was in Deuteronomy 28, where he showed that this nuclear bombs, the fallout, would actually come down the dust, he said. They called it dust. And the color and everything is given in that word. And of course, he said it will come down upon you until you be destroyed. Well, that's the last part of this plan of Yahweh to let you destroy yourself if you want to join the evil gods. Be evil like the gods. And that is what the Roman Catholic Church has chosen. The great mystery Babylon that we see in Revelation 17, throughout Daniel, Isaiah, all the prophets spoke of this group. And I have set before you life by righteousness only, and death, I've also set before you death and destruction. Now that is shown to be in the last days in Isaiah 24. That's when it comes to the end, the destruction. Verse 16, and in that I commend you this day, love Yahweh, love Yahweh. You know, the Savior said that was the greatest commandment. What did they do with that commandment? Pope Francis is too busy speaking about loving the Sodomites than he is to speak about loving the Creator that created heaven and earth and all things. And they know that Yahweh did this. They know that Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. And they know he wrote the Holy Scriptures. He inspired the Holy Scriptures. But they're still saying, like Korah, are we not all holy? That's what they're saying. Are we not all holy? And then they name this damnable sickness. No, it's not a sickness. Actually, it's a choice. According to the scientists, it's actually a choice that you can force upon people. In that I command you this day, love Yahweh your Father. That's the greatest commandment of all. And the second one is likewise. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, those are the two greatest commandments. You won't find them in the 10, but the 10 backs those up. The Ten Commandments backs those up. Love for Yahweh and love for your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, if you show love for your neighbor, you won't be molesting his children. You would be adding to the teaching of righteousness to the children if you more than you would even think about molesting their children. You wouldn't be causing all these wars that you got going in the world today. Everyone knows that the Catholic Church is pushing these wars. That's the reason we have young people that's leaving and even going to religions that they don't know anything about. If they could just read the scripture and understand it, they'd see that these people too have accepted the wars, the death and destruction, just like the Catholic Church had. They're in the same boat. They're fighting to defend themselves, of course. But see, that's where they gave in. They gave in to destruction. What did Yeshua say about this? Turn the other cheek and look to Yahweh for salvation. You've only got a few days on earth to prove this to Yahweh and to be along with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even if you die before the great authority is given. In that I command you this day, love Yahweh your Father, walk in all of his ways, keep his laws, his statutes, and his judgment, so that you may live. So that you may live. Yes. Look at verse 17. Here's the clincher now. But if your heart turns away, and you are not obedient, and you are drawn away to submit to gods. This is exactly what he told them in Genesis 1 and 2. If you follow these gods, you're going to die. Dying, you will die. The evil of the gods. If you follow this evil and to worship, that is by serving them, I declare to you this day that you will surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. I call heaven and earth to witness this against you this day, that I've set before you these two things, life and death, blessings and curses. And of course, the curses, he says in Revelations 18, he says, come out from among them, don't participate in their sins, so you won't receive these curses that are coming upon you. Now, I've led up to this, been leading up to this for quite some time. By the way, Pope Francis, he just officially recognized Palestine as a state, and he's meeting with Hamas today, by the way. Meeting with him today, so they apparently got them beat down. Israel has got them beat down to where they can join them and bring forth the Vatican's will there in that land. If I had a fly swat, I'd put an end to that. But injustice, we got up to this part in the last sermon. The injustice that is being brought forth in the world today, that's what's causing the wars. And of course, they see that they're not being, where they're taking their wealth, stealing their wealth and letting people go hungry. Some of the people have their pockets full. That's the ones that work with this beastly system. And they sell out, you know, there's no love brought by the leaders there. And of course they sell out and they get rich themselves while they let the people starve. And of course, this right here is the product that's being taught by the Catholic Church. It's not true love that is being taught. This democracy, yes, it's a great word if it was truly practiced, but it's not being practiced for what it meant to begin with. Now, Daniel shows this last day system as shown in Genesis 49. If you remember Genesis 49, he shows what is to take place in the end of the days. in the last days. That's our time period. Yeshua said, it's our generation. This is the generation that won't pass away until you see all of these things, including nuclear holocaust, take place. And he says that generation will not pass away. And that's what I've been harping on, showing you that this is the generation. Started in 1934, started with the increase in knowledge, started with also the patent to create the nuclear bomb. And of course, they could not have done it. It would not have worked if the knowledge had not been increased. And Daniel said, in the last days, the knowledge will be increased. You can't deny these prophecies. You know, you can deny the gods. The gods didn't write the Bible, but they can't foretell your future either, like Yahweh can. Yahweh is the only one. Yes, and he has. So get that in your mind. Don't let any of this junk fool you and come between you and Yahweh. Yahweh foretells your future. He shows the plan that he has for you. And everything in the Holy Scriptures, everything in the history of man, everything in the history of mankind, down to now, has been in fulfillment of that plan. It hasn't even varied. And Satan has tried over and over to spoil that plan of Yahweh's, but she can't do it. Well, Daniel 7, let's go to that scripture. Daniel 7, I don't know if we read this the last time, but let's read it right now. Daniel 7, and look at verse 9. I beheld until the thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Now, he just showed you these four beasts here. Now, this is a prophecy that we have seen come to pass, and this was prophesied long before these nations, these empires here. He showed four empires that would come to pass, and they did. They were world-ruling kingdoms. The last one, the fourth one, was the Holy Roman Empire. That was the fourth one. It split. It never did disappear. It split into four. That is called the Quartet today. Still called the Quartet, the four, today. And that's what we see in Revelation. Now, verse 9, he says, verse 7. He says, after this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces. He's trying to show you the strength that this beast has over the others before it. Like nuclear? Well, that's only part of it, because, you know, some of the other nations have nuclear also. In fact, Russia was ahead of us in producing nuclear missiles and for quite some time. But the United States, in its richness, in its power, in its petrodollar, kept putting more money than Russia did, and finally advanced past her. But Russia still has enough nuclear bombs to destroy the whole world. Russia, just that one nation. And they're talking now, they're so idiot. You know, this is idiocy. It's beyond imagination that they would even think about using nuclear bombs, knowing that the whole world could be wiped out. All life could be wiped out. And they have no way to reverse it once it starts. Devoured and broken pieces and trampled the residue with its feet. It makes you think of this Pope that dug up the bones of a man that actually had a press and actually put out the Bible to the people. And years later, this Pope dug up his bones and burned them and crushed them, pounced up on them, jumped on him with his feet. took enough of the powder to put in their little wafers so they could give it to certain presidents to eat and all that kind of stuff. Like Circe, who fed Yahweh's people to the pigs. It was different from all the beasts and that were there before it, and it had 10 horns. So it ties this beast in with 10 religions. 10 religions right here. 10 religions. Now in the very next verse it shows you that I considered the 10 horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn. This was another religion, and that is your one that moved to Rome and set up headquarters there. You know, if a person finds that shocking when I tell them that the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians moved to Rome, you know, well, they find that shocking. But if you see that in the scriptures itself, that's where I saw it. That's where I knew that this was the same religion. But you see it in there. And of course, if you remember the Apostle Shaul, remember he was arrested. He was arrested. Where did they take him to? Do you remember? Rome. Why would they take him to Rome? They arrested him in Jerusalem. Why didn't they try him there? They took him to Rome. Well, he confused them all with some truth. And then here come another emperor then. And they set him free, the first ones. So he took off, and here come another emperor and had him rearrested and brought back. Yes, brought back to Rome. Where, of course, they killed him eventually. I think they killed Timothy too. They have records. Fox's Book of Martyrs have records that I think it's 11 out of the 12. The Apostle Yochanan was the only one that we don't have a record of his death. But he was in prison. Where at? In Rome, of course. Little horn, this little horn before them. The little horn, let me see how far we want to go. Before whom three of these first religions were plucked up, and that's exactly what you see in book two of the book of Yahweh. Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, plucked up by these Herodians and taken to Rome. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man and mouth speaking great things. And of course, that's what you see in the world today. And I beheld this comes right up to our day, this generation. You see that? You see that verse there? It comes right up. This 10 religions here, plus the other religions, which is the Roman Catholic Church. That's what they called the Catholic Church. Catholic means universal. This is where they worship their gods. Well, the Pope, they take all gods. They don't worship Yahweh now. So the Pope is saying here, or the Catholic priest is saying here, Catholic priest says homosexuality is a gift of God. He wasn't talking about Yahweh, and he knows this. He knows they're not worshiping Yahweh. They're universal. They worship all the gods, but Yahweh is not a god. Yahweh condemns the gods. There's a bit of Yahweh in Cardinal Burke. And where did they put him? He was a high-ranking priest. There's a lot of others. There's a lot of others coming behind him. And they're saying the same things. These students from the college in New York that you just saw on the news there today. Did you remember that? Y'all saw that, right? Those students, there's a little bit of Yahweh coming out here. Yes, yes, they're falling away. And they're saying, no, we don't want this crap in our college. Get it? We don't want him to come here. And there's some threats going behind that. Well, he's saying this is what's leading up to this right here. He says, and God didn't write the Bible. Let's turn over, because this should bring 2 Thessalonians to your mind right now. 2 Thessalonians. First off, we got a falling away, right? And this is what they're all upset about. They're worried, but they don't know what to do. They're like blind men groping in the dark again, trying to find an answer. Well, we got the answer, but right now they don't want to take it. They got to wait and see. It's always this wait and see game. Well, a prophecy has been foretold and come to pass already. We got the nuclear bomb in this generation. That should, and it was prophesied in 578, I think, BCE, 578 plus 1934. So, and it didn't come to pass until 1934, starting on my birthday. I was born in 1934. And on that same day, the nuclear bomb was born and the increase in knowledge was born. Now, all of that, and you still say you're so stupid to believe? You know, spell it out another way. How do you spell cat? How do you spell chicken? You saw what's taking place too, you know, with our earth. This is defilement of our chickens. Where did it come from? Yes, it started with sodomy. Sodomy, STDs, and now it's in the chickens and could wipe out the chicken population. How would you like that for starters? Famine is also broadcast for you. This is one of the plagues that you're going to see. And not just partly, this is going to be the worst famine ever. I keep telling you that. How would it be if the beef industry got the same thing? Or your pork industry got it? It would really be something if you was forced to eat pork, and that's the only meat you had to eat, right? Your fish are all defiled too, which means your water is defiled, which means you are defiled. Surely, even a dumb pope could see that. As stupid as they want to be, surely they could see that. It looks to me like a five-year-old. And I know a five-year-old because I know one that's preaching it. I know a bunch of them that's preaching it. 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we plead with you, brothers, concerning the coming of Yahshua Messiah and our gathering together to him. That is what he's speaking of. That's what the Apostle Shaul is speaking of right here. No, Shaul was not a Catholic. He wasn't a Christian. Shaul brought forth the laws of Yahweh and said, "Are you idiots? I don't want you to be an idiot concerning this thing," he says. "Do you not know? Do you not know this?" How did he know? From the scriptures. Because Yahshua told him, you've got to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And he said, don't you know that Sodomites are not going to make it into Yahweh's kingdom? Well, they think they got a God with a kingdom that's going to give them eternal life. And that's led by Satan. They don't want to admit it. It's mystery Babylon. And they've hidden it all this time. But now, there's somebody out here that's opposing Babylon, and they're knocking at their doors of all their listeners. They're reading the news and they're saying, we don't want any more of that. We don't want any more of that in our lives. They haven't come here yet, but they will. 2 billion are prophesied to come to Yahweh's house and go through this thing in flying colors, rejoicing. Yes, rejoicing. That's what you learn at the house. Gathering together unto him. Well, he said then, this was speaking, the Apostle Shaul knew that this is going to be several years in the making. And he says that you, verse 2, that you not be soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that day of Yahweh is at hand. Well, they kept seeing these prophecies. They didn't understand them. And that, like in Yael, Matithiah, where the bombs were talked about and so forth. And they thought, how could this ever be? Destruction of the whole earth burning with few men left. They knew this. That is the ones like the Apostle Shaul who talked directly with Yahshua and was trained by the apostles. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless there comes the falling away first. Falling away first. Falling away. We got a falling away right here that's spoken of along with this man, this evil system, the mystery Babylon that sets on seven hills as described in Revelation 17. Falling away first, and they're looking at the people. They're looking and they all got this look on their face. I got to show you that. Look on their face. There's the look on his face right now because he sees his kingdom crumbling, and I'm trying to get him to repent. I'm not saying this sarcastically. I'm saying this with love, Pope Francis. Yes, I love you, and I would like to see you change and be a servant in the kingdom of Yahweh. Well, you got the falling away first. And that's just what it's on all the news now, world news. And that servant of sin be revealed, the son of destruction. I set before you, he said, Deuteronomy 30:15. Remember? I set before you life, but I also set before you death and destruction. Well, this is the one this is speaking of. Then Revelation 17 and 18 shows you the destruction that it's talking about, the burning, the great burning. How could it come? It couldn't have come back in this time. They didn't have the nuclear bombs that will burn the whole earth. With the radiation, it will also darken the sun and bring this destruction to the whole earth. There's only one protected place. And since I mentioned that years ago, a great number of people have been moving to Texas. Now, they haven't come to the house because they haven't got guts enough to face the propaganda, the evil propaganda from the evil beast and the persecution that comes with it. But we are getting letters now. That was called, they call me quite often here lately, but this guy called, he didn't call, he sent a letter, or email one, and said that he had been following me in my sermons and through the prophetic word and the newsletters. And he said, I so greatly admire you because of the problems you have faced and gone through while bringing this great truth to me. And he's well, this is just an example of that. And of course he said, and I told him to write him back and tell him certain things and invite him to the feast, which they did. And then he wrote back and he said, I can't believe that I'm communicating with Yahweh's last day's witness. He says, it's overwhelming. Well, of course, we've got, like I said, that's just a few of the people that is learning about this right here in this generation and coming. You know, and Yahweh willing, we'll see him here this next weekend. But who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, that's Elohim Hebrew, or that is worshipped, so that he as the Almighty, that right there was added in the King James Version. It's not there, and I don't even know why they put it there. But so that he sits in the temple. That other part should be left out. He as God is the way the King James put it. but it's not in the original, not in any of the manuscripts, sets in the temple, so that he sets in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is the mighty God. Well, of course, this position, if you remember now, all the stuff we brought from Genesis 49, that Yada, which sits on the seven hills of Rome today, still holds the keys of this blood, the scepter. She still holds the scepter. Now, Yahshua has qualified for it, as prophecy showed that he would. But she's still holding the scepter, sitting on the seven hills of Rome. That's one of the prophecies I went to extreme to show you. I hope you remember it. I'll try to cover it again if you didn't. But Yahweh said that Yada, that the scepter will not depart from Yada. Well, Yada is now in Rome, and she's holding this scepter as lawgiver to all the world. And all the world, Revelation said, will worship her. That's what Genesis 49 said. Your brothers will bow down to you. They will praise you. That's exactly what's going on in Rome. They still hold that scepter as lawgiver. Yahshua has qualified for it, and it will be taken, but only, he said, remember, set at my right hand until I make your enemies. Yes, those are enemies. It says they will make war with Yahshua. That's how they're making war right now, trying with deception, trying to refute what the house of Yahweh is bringing out. But they're losing ground. You can't fight against Yahweh. You can't fight against truth. You can fool a few people part of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. And this is what's taking place. Well, right now they're holding the keys, and all the world is following them, as Revelation shows. Come and I'll show you the sentence of the great whore, which sits on many waters. Those waters are multitudes, nations, and tongues. Who sits on many waters? Well, she's the one that's got them all believing in depopulation. And of course, she's going to bring forth her deal on global warming. She'll never admit the truth, but she'll bring forth her thing on global warming. I just read another article this week saying, yes, we need depopulation. And then she said, yes, I am serious. We need to depopulate the earth. Well, that's exactly what they're going to do. But they're going to get caught up in it, and they're going to be burned themselves. The only ones that's going to be left alive at that time is what's shown by all the prophets. Now, we're ending in verse 5 there of that today. But the only ones that's going to be left alive when this thing is over, if you remember, Malachi says they're going to be burned up. Those that do wickedly, they're not going to come to the place of safety, and they are going to be burned up. That's a fact. You're a fool if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. There is a protected place. Yahweh prophesies there is a protected place that you must go to. He said, Yahshua said to seek it. Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh. That is the protected place. It's named. It said it'll be established. Where it'll be established? It says it'll be established in this generation. This generation started in 1934, that we were publishing this work by about 1962. I believe that was the date that Jacob and I had the first radio broadcast in Eastland, Texas, not too far from here, Texas. Now, I was born in Oklahoma, but Yahweh had a place for me somewhere else, and he named it west of the original Abilene, Israel. And of course, it's named after Abel. It's not practicing Abel yet. It's not practicing what Abel taught. But there's a certain showdown and a pressure that's coming that shows that, yes, this is going to be given to the house of Yahweh. There's going to be some changes in attitude. Great changes take place that you're going to see. You're going to see the quartet also, what's left of the quartet, bow to Yahweh and bring glory to his name instead of defying him. Right now, they're being forced. Yes, they're being forced. If a leader doesn't do what they tell him to do, it's just like Burke. They're taken out of office. This is what occurred to Rick Perry, and he knows it. You don't hear much from him anymore, do you? But yes, see, these things were brought against him too. There's a lot of people suffering this, but this was prophesied. This is all prophesied. In every one of these prophecies, search out the book of Yahweh and read Isaiah 24:16. Not one of these will fail. Not one. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services over to the next speaker. I love you!